Captain Wright ordered the crew to steer a little closer to the whale. "Hold on to the rail, kids," he warned. "If the humpback breaches out of the water, or if we're real close and he lobtails, you could get splashed and the boat might rock." The water grew quiet, and the humpback seemed to disappear. I was feeling very disappointed. Then, suddenly, the humpback stuck his head straight out of the water. It only lasted about half a minute, and then he disappeared again. But then he popped up again, much farther away from us. He was making sure that we were watching, because all of a sudden he breached. He leaped into the air, all the way out of the water, and then slapped the water hard as he came back down. Everybody cheered, even Ted. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. But the best was yet to come. Chapter 5. It's Really True. "He's a young one, that humpback," Captain Wright said. "It's unusual for a young one to be separated from its mother. Something must have happened to her. Or maybe he got lost or stranded and lost track of his pod. He seems to be alone." The humpback really put on a show for us. He kept breaching and breaching, making huge splashes when he hit the water. Then, the best of all, he made one huge breach, and the splash that time was so big that a huge wave splashed toward the boat. All of us got soaked. Then the humpback seemed to rest, floating on the surface and spurting water out of the two blowholes on top of his head. It was cool, a double stream of spray taller than Captain Wright.